Thank you for joining me on the Mighty Dragon today, and I'm joined by Avi Turner for one of our TV catch-ups or movie catch-ups. We decide whenever we want what it's going to be on that week. So actually, it's just what we've been watching. So thank you for joining. And hello, Ali, how are you today?
Hi, Vic. Yes, I'm good. Thank you. The sun's shining. So, yeah,
Yes.
hope you can see me all right, because I'm in a different setting. I'm in
I
conservatory.
like it. It looks quite kind of like an ethereal glow coming through the
Oh,
window there.
does
Very
it?
atmospheric, yes.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've got a cup of tea down here, which is not so ethereal, but well,
Cup
and
of
an
tea.
exercise bike to my left.
Oh dear. So, what are we talking about today? What's your choice today to discuss?
Okay, so my choice today is the series Hannibal, which has been on Amazon Prime and also Netflix. There were three seasons of this
Yeah.
series, and I stumbled across it quite by chance, probably very bored one night, thinking, what am I going to watch next? So I came across it and I thought, well, I'll give it a go. I'll watch one episode, see how I get on with it. Of course, ended up binge watching it, all three seasons, over about, I don't know, a week and a half, because it was so good, just held my attention. I absolutely loved it. So you've got a very, very strong cast here. So you've got Mads Mikkelsen, who plays Hannibal Lecter. You've got Hugh Dancy, who plays a supernatural empath
Oh.
called Will Graham. You've got Lawrence Fishburne, Gillian Anderson, Eddie Izzard.
No way. Is he in
Yeah,
it?
and he's a really, really good straight actor.
Yes.
Really good. I've seen him in other stuff, and he's just an amazing guy. He's the sort of bloke that I'd like to go down the pub with for an hour,
Yeah.
and Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
Oh yes, she's very good as well, isn't she?
Yeah. So Lawrence Fishburne plays Jack Crawford. So now, if you've seen
Ah,
the
yeah.
films and read the books, which I've read all the books and seen all the films and everything. So Lawrence Fishburne plays Jack Crawford, who is the head of the FBI team. So what the writers have very cleverly done is Hannibal Lecter is on a team of an FBI team to try and solve this series of murders. So you've got Hannibal Lecter, you've got another couple of ladies who are one's a psychologist and the other one's in the forensics side of things. Then you've got Jack Crawford. And so what this guy called Will Graham, who's played by Hugh Dancy. So he's this empath. So what happens when there's a murder, which is always very grisly, they go along as a team to try and solve it. So Will, who is the empath, in his mind goes through what's happened previously. But then, apart from the series of murders, then you've got a picture of Hannibal Lecter in his apartment, cutting up things like kidneys and lungs and that sort of thing. So, like,
Lovely.
everybody knows the backstory to Hannibal Lecter, don't they?
So this is pre, this sounds to me like pre Silence of the Lambs, right?
Yeah, it sort of takes almost like a sidestep, really,
Okay.
where Hannibal is so he's helping, he's on this official FBI team trying to solve these murders. But what also then comes out is that, without being a spoiler alert too much, what also comes out is that each one of these murders has been done by somebody who is some way connected to Hannibal Lecter. So they could be one of his clients, because he's he's still working as a psychotherapist. So in some way, they're all connected to him. So you're not sure whether it's he's doing the murders or whether he is manipulating people into doing them.
Right, okay.
So that's the sort of, you know, so each episode there is another grisly murder. But it's got a fantastic cast, but it's a very classy series. It's obviously had a huge budget. They did three seasons of it and then decided to pull the plug because they didn't have the ratings.
What?
I know. NBC decided, the ratings aren't good enough, and they pulled the plug after three seasons. I'm like, what?
They seem to run some shows for three seasons. As I go into what I'm going to be talking for, same thing happened. Three seasons and then...
Yeah, it's just, it's so good that you think, no, you can't pull the plug after three seasons. But, at the end, he is actually incarcerated. They do manage to get him. But I think they did an excellent casting choice with the guy who plays Hannibal, because he has, we all remember, don't we, that Anthony Hopkins, and of course he won the Oscar, Best Actor Oscar for it back in the 90s. But the casting had to be absolutely spot on for Lecter because of his... The complex character that he is, but he brings the same amount of chill factor to the role, and he's got that, which I think is very important with a character like Lecter. You've got to have that stillness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you act like a sort of manic, if he acted like a manic sort of nutter, cannibal, whatever, it wouldn't be as scary or as suspenseful as if somebody's just sitting there very quietly and very still, because you don't know whether they're going to pounce or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Mads Mikkelsen brings an extra element, I think, to the character.
Would you say that his version is more closer to the books, or?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I love Anthony Hopkins. I'm a huge fan of his, and what an amazing actor. And I think he played Lecter fantastically well. But I think this guy is possibly closer to the book, because what people just can't, and as a viewer, you can't quite believe that it's him doing these things, because he's so charming. And it's that charm, I think, that, you know, you think, nah, it's not him. Even when you see him, you know, obviously doing things, you think, no, he's too nice. So
amazing.
He brings a lovely charm to the role, which, he would just, he'd just charm the knickers off a nun, this guy, you know. So, am I allowed to say that on the podcast?
Yes, yeah. Always.
Yeah. He really, really would.
Want to get the podcast ratings up.
Yeah, podcast rating right up there. He's got that incredible charm where you just think, oh gosh, it's a bit warm in here, you know, I've got the heating on. fantastic casting. Gillian Anderson plays she actually plays his psychotherapist. Right. Now there's an interesting twist.
Interesting. My gosh, I need to see this. I love Lawrence Fishburne too. I've always loved him. I think he's got such a great screen presence.
Yeah, he's fantastic in this, and he plays Jack Crawford, who obviously was in the films and the books, you know. So he's the head of the FBI investigation into the whole Hannibal Lecter thing, isn't he? But yeah, he's amazing,
Yeah.
really, really good as Jack Crawford.
And how did they kind of conclude season three? Was this leading up to Silence of the Lambs, or is it still way away from that? Or.
It sort of incorporates, well, Clarice Starling doesn't come into it at all. So I suppose it's pre
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs, I think. Yeah,
Yeah. So there's no tie-ins. You can't really. I guess where we were just talking about Cobra Kai last time, where there's so many tie-ins to the films of the past, the Karate Kids and stuff. And I think when you're looking at a series like Hannibal, you're kind of looking out for things for from Silence of the Lambs. I wonder if that's where Clarice could possibly make a, Jodie Foster comes in, or that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Clarice doesn't, she doesn't come into it. So I'm sort of thinking it was way before
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs. But I think it includes in a few of the episodes, it includes some of the Red Dragon.
Yes. Right. I was trying to think then, the other one, Red Dragon, isn't it? Yeah.
Which was the first book in the series.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my gosh. So this is a definite one for me to watch.
Yeah,
Because I love those actors.
it's a bit gruesome, but
Yeah, that's I'm down with the gruesome. I've been writing exorcism scenes, so this would probably be some light watching for me then, wouldn't it?
Walk in the park, love. It'd be like Teletubbies for you.
Exactly right. Oh my God. Mine for you is, and I don't know if you like gangster things.
Oh, yeah.
You do. Lily Hammer. It was on Netflix from 2012 to 2014. It was their first exclusive content that Netflix offered, and you could download the lots. So it was the first time you could do that. And it stars Stephen Van Zandt, who was Silvio in The Sopranos. And he was my favorite character in The Sopranos by a mile. He was just so good. He was such a great character. And we'd finish The Sopranos, we'd watch the entire lot over lockdown. And I had post-Sopranos depression. I missed it so much. And my husband was on Netflix and he was like, oh my God, look at this, Lilyhammer. Do you think that character, Silvio, is in this new series? But so we put it on, and actually he's a completely different character. He's a gangster, he's still in the mob, and the whole story is him. He's in a witness protection program, excuse me. Then he goes to Norway, he goes to Lillehammer from New York to Lillehammer because he's ratted on his boss, he's had his dog shot, and he's done a runner. His dog was called Lily, by the way, hence the unusual spelling of Lillehammer. But this again, I was watching this through Soprano's eyes at the start, and it is littered. I mean, we're in season three at the moment, but it's littered with Sopranos references, especially in season two. And you get to see some of the actors that were in The Sopranos. They come back into this as a different role, but it was brilliant. And a few references to his past as that character of Silvio. What is especially unique about this show is that he speaks English and they respond in Norwegian. So the subtitles are on, but his timing is spot on. You would never know they were speaking Norwegian back to him, for him to naturally respond in his next line or action or whatever. He's that good an actor. And it's just great. It really works, the mixture of English and Norwegian. And it's just refreshing, absolutely a refreshing idea to have this series in Norway, a mobster series in Norway. And With him being an immigrant in Norway, and it's a good look at Norwegian life and customs as an immigrant, and he has to solve problems, and his only way he really knows how to solve problems is by reverting back to his mafia ways, you know. So he relies on a few of those old tricks to get himself out of trouble, and he has some brilliant cast around him. First of all, I will not be getting any of these Norwegian names correct. One of the characters, his right hand man, is Torger, played by Trond Fauser. I've probably got that completely incorrect as well. It's his right hand man. He's very good. He's so good. He's really quirky, and you know, he adores his boss. He'll do anything for him, and the position he's been given is probably the most important position he's ever had, working in the bar that Frank in New York in Lilyhammer. He's now Johnny in Lilyhammer. That's his cover name, by the way. So got Torger working for Johnny in this bar, and he's such a good right hand man, you know, and best buddy. We've also got another character, Anna and Jan. I want to give a big shout out to Tommy Carlson and Fridtjof Saheim. Saheim? I don't know, sorry. They're really good actors. There's a lot of comedy in Lilyhammer, which I didn't realise for really a mobster style show, you don't really get comedy, but it really works, and it's so funny, and the timing again is just spot on. I think I said it before, but Stephen Van Zandt, I think he just plays the best gangster ever. He seems to just have that presence about him, like I was saying about Lawrence Fishburne. He's like, even in The Sopranos, you kind of like look at him on the screen, like he just seems to like dominate it with his presence.
Yeah.
And his style.
Yeah.
Portrays a mobster. It's just, he was born to do that, you know.
Yeah.
They were also going to bring the late great James Gandolfini in for an episode. Unfortunately, his sudden death in 2013 meant that obviously that was never going to happen. But I think if they'd reunited those two on screen, that would have been really cool. I'd love to hunt the writers down. I've looked for them. I can't find them to interview them, because I would love to know about the process of writing this and how they pitch that to Netflix. Like, they've got this Norwegian language mobster series, which will be a mixture of English and Norwegian. I mean, that was a huge gamble, Netflix, to do. So, and it works. It's just brilliant. The scenery in Norway is wonderful. It makes me want to go back to Norway. I've only been to Oslo. I want to go to Lilyhammer and go up to the north. So yes, but it's brilliant. I really massively recommend that. It's so good. It's so funny. They can make light of some really serious storylines they've got running through it, you know. So
is it set in modern day?
Yes, it is. It's modern day. It ran from 2012 to 2014, and as we were saying before, third season.
I know.
Netflix, can the god of Netflix just please bring it back just for one more season? Has twins. Johnny has twins in it, so they would be great. Are they now running Lilyhammer? You know, are they now running Europe? You know, how cool would that be? So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I might give that a go, you know, because I love anything Scandinavian.
You'd love this. You'd really love this. It's so good. Again, I know I'm going to have Lilyhammer depression when it's finished. Like I did The Sopranos, like I did Cobra Kai. Like I've done Queen's Gambit. I just feel really sad after it's finished.
Yeah, so, I know what you mean. I've got Hannibal depression now. I'm just like,
you have to drink some Chianti
and some fava beans.
Is there any reference to that in there? Is there any reference?
Somebody else asked me that, and there isn't.
No.
Do you know what the funniest thing is? That he obviously, Hannibal Lecter is this really brilliant cook. So, but then you're thinking, Oh, that looks nice, but hang on a minute, that's somebody's leg. But you know, I don't know, he just sort of it makes it look classy and acceptable. Do you know what I mean? And you think, oh my God, he's just eaten somebody's part of somebody's lung and with a very the finest wine, you know, the finest red wine, and then he's got people at a dinner party, and they're all eating somebody. It's random, I tell you.
Like, oh my God. Oh dear. How
Honestly, you've got to
funny.
watch it. So,
Incredible.
I forgot that there's two guys on the forensics team, and they're so funny, and they're. It sort of lifts it a bit.
Yeah.
It's these two forensic guys, and they're like Laurel and Hardy, the pair of them. They're so funny, and they're all always sparring off each other, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's the comedic sort of side of it. But I'm definitely going to have a look at Lilyhammer, definitely.
I'll send you the link for that. Oh, it's so light-hearted in places, and but it still really carries that dramatic tension as well. So
Yeah.
brilliant writing, brilliant writing.
So is he trying to get away from his past life and how he
Yeah.
conducted it, or is he still doing the
Still got his toe in. Into that lifestyle, it's all he's known really. So he does rely on it, but he really loves his life in Lilyhammer. Feels that's his home. I mean, he's got a partner there kind of now and two
Yeah.
kids, but he's still a bad boy. But his the surrounding cast around him, especially some of the bikers, and they're really good, really funny. It's really good. I love it. As you can tell, I
Yeah.
love it. So
Yeah.
yeah. And Ali, I just want to say thank you, and
Oh, thank you for having me.
your doggy's woken up.
Yes, it's right.
Had a nice snore. And
Yeah.
I'll speak to you in March. Take care.
Okay, darling. Take care. Bye.
Bye. See you next time on the Mighty Dragon.